Opportunity today to share your word and this message that I have today. Just give me the words to speak and let it flow through me. Amen. Well, the word, the God has been sending and talking to me a little bit about the word Thanksgiving. So with Thanksgiving week coming up, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. And I looked up the definition in Webster's, and it says it's a public acknowledgement or a celebration of divine goodness or a prayer expressing gratitude, okay. You know, and before I get into the spiritual part of it, I'm going to give you a little history of Thanksgiving as it's celebrated in this country. And I did try to dig up a lot of stuff, and it was very interesting because, you know, the perception we have is how it was a big gathering to thank God. But the original Thanksgiving days were celebrations for people when they got to set foot in this country. When they got to this country, it was, thank God we made it there. And I don't know if it was even, you know, thank God it was, we made it there, which I thought was very interesting. But the history of Thanksgiving Day in this country, in 1777, Samuel Adams wrote a draft to Congress recognizing Thanksgiving. And even though he wrote the draft, it was never an official day. So Thanksgiving days were actually between September and December, whenever somebody decided that should be the day, which I thought was pretty interesting. But as we got on a little more, like in the Civil War, in that era, again, it was still more than one day. And it was mostly not a celebration of God's goodness, but more of a celebration of the victories that the Union Army was having in the Civil War. And again, it was, they would win somewhere, and they'd have a celebration. They'd call it a Thanksgiving Day, you know. And it was, I thought it was very interesting that it was done that way, you know. And we all think of it as a day of giving thanks to the Lord. But back then, it was a little bit different. Even in the beginning, when they talked, I was reading some stuff, even in the beginning, where we talked about how they sat down and had a dinner with the Indians, they were saying a lot of that was a myth. That really never happened. There are books written on it that say that never happened. And then in the 40s, I'm moving up 100 years now, in 1939, President Roosevelt established the fourth Thursday of November as a day of celebration. Well, he did that partially because they were still in a depression. And he did it on the fourth Thursday of November because he wanted to give more time between then and the end of the year so people would go out and buy stuff to help come through the Depression, help the economy. He wanted to help by doing it that way. But in 1942, Thanksgiving Day became an official holiday in the United States, as we know it today. It was actually voted in. So I thought, you know, that's just a little history of it. I mean, it was pages and pages and pages of it. But to me, when I looked at that, I thought, well, we were always thinking, that Thanksgiving was, you know, the day of we all gave thanks to the Lord for, and it really wasn't that until later on. It kind of evolved into that. And, you know, our lives evolve into things. Like Oscar was talking today in Sunday school, you know, how you're on a different level spiritually and your walk with the Lord and how you're doing this. You know, for me, I'm thankful that I've been able to take steps up a little bit at a time in my walk with the Lord. You know, for me, Thanksgiving is a daily prayer for me. It's the first thing I say in the morning, and it's the last thing I say at night. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me healthy, blessing my family. And, you know, at night I say the same thing. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another day, that, and hopefully I'll have another one tomorrow. And it's easy to take for granted what you have. It is, you know, it always has been for me. I took it for granted for what I had. You know, I might not have had the, I still laugh with my friends. They ask me, you know, remember when you had your first car? And I laugh because I can remember exactly what it was. It was a 1953 Ford with no windows in the doors. And it was a stick shift on the column. And my dad bought it for $150 and said, here's your car. And I said, I don't know how to drive it. And he said, figure it out. And, but boy, when I was 16, I thought I was king of the world. I can remember driving it. We were driving out here. Actually, was out over there by Mosteller Road. There was a golf course, and there was a winding road. And I was driving real fast one day with a bunch of guys, and I missed a curve and right in the cornfield. And we laugh about that, you know. But I was thankful I had a car, and I was thankful my dad bought it. But, you know, when it gets back to the spiritual stuff of it, we have to remember that God is in control of it. And he's supplying our needs. We were talking about that in Sunday school today. You know, Oscar was saying, you know, some of these ministers and stuff, you know, they supply their needs. When you think you don't have something, and then all of a sudden you do, that's divine. And I could sit here for a half hour and tell you things in my life that I never thought I would have had and never thought I would be in a position to have or never thought that I would have gotten done if it wasn't for God's grace in my life. And that was before I was walking with the Lord. Afterwards, it's even been more. But, you know, you take it for granted. Like I said, you don't think about it. And I'm more aware of who I am today spiritually than I ever have been. And I'm thankful for that, because the Lord's put me in places in my life that I've learned a lot of stuff. When we moved to Florida, we went to a church down there, and I said to Kath when we came home, I said, you know, it might not have been the right place for us, but I learned a whole lot of stuff. Learned about who I was and how to learn how to be who I was. And then I came back here, and it just kept right on going. But, you know, Thanksgiving is, like it says here, is an acknowledgement. We have to acknowledge that the Lord is blessing us and keeping us in his hands. We were in Matthew today, and I got to look at it now. Let me look. In chapter 12, verse 20, it says, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. You know, how many times have you felt like you were with a bruised reed and you were going to break, and the Lord supplied your needs and didn't break you? How many times when you thought you were in a place of total darkness that you didn't see the light of the Lord in your life, but it was still there? I mean, I was looking at that today, and I was thinking to myself, wow, that's been me. I've been there. You know, and they say, you know, you learn from experience. Well, that's a very true statement. You do learn from experience. I know I've learned from experience. And, you know, so Thanksgiving Day's coming up, and it's a big holiday for everybody to gather families and stuff together. And one of the things in my life that has changed, in Kath and I's life, is in the last 10 years or so, it's not as big a deal for us. It's a day. But it's a day for us to celebrate what the Lord has given us. Whether I have Kath and I or 20 people standing around me. I laugh at some of the things that we did earlier in our marriage when we'd go to her mom's. She had an Uncle Jack who was a character upon characters. And I remember him sitting at the table one day and saying to her, Kathy's mom, okay, I'm ready to eat now. You know, come and take care of me right now. And I laughed so hard at him. But, you know, he was a real guy. And I learned from stuff from him. And I've got stuff that belonged to him that's really dear to me. You know, family and everything is big. And we should cherish that. And when we have the opportunity to be together, we should cherish that. But to the spiritual part of it, Psalm 104, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and for his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. You know, we can enter his gates every day with thanksgiving. And we can praise his name for all the things he's done in our lives every day. And we know he is good, and we know his love endures, and we know he's always got us in his hands. In 2 Corinthians 9, 10, 11, it says, 10 and 11, it says, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge your harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." Isn't that what we're saying here? He's going to enlarge our harvest. You know, he's also going to give us the opportunity to share that and share his goodness with others who might not know him. And that will be thanksgiving to the Lord if we continue to do that. How many times do we have an opportunity to do that and we may miss it? I probably do more than I think. And then Philippians 4, 6, and 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." That's a reminder. I think that's a reminder scripture. Remind us to keep our peace in every situation and pray to the Lord and expect an answer. And it may not always be the answer we want, but it will be an answer. And like it says, "And the peace of God will transcend all understanding." We may not understand where we are and what we're getting, but we do know, we will know, shouldn't say do, we will know that it's the Lord talking to us about it. So this is going to be a short little deal today, but saying this, through the evolution of Thanksgiving Day in this country, is like your evolution of your spiritual walk to me. It started as a day where I'm really happy that I'm standing here. It's evolved into, I'm really happy that I know God. And I know Jesus Christ, and I have him in my life, and I'm thankful for what he's done in my life, and for what he's let me go through in my life. Because everybody in this room has been in both places. I know. I can rest assured, I think I know that. And sometimes the places are really low, sometimes the places are really high. But no matter what place you're in, we should be thanking the Lord for what he's given us and where we are and what lays ahead. Because what lays ahead is going to be for our good. And it's not going to be anything that's going to harm us. You know, it's like the old the Allstate sign. You're in good hands with Allstate. You're in good hands with Jesus Christ, and he'll save you way more than $700 a year. So, you know, as we go through this week, keep an open mind, keep an open heart to what you're really thankful for this year. And keep an open mind and an open heart to looking forward to what the Lord's going to have in store for you in the future, coming forward. Because if we can do that, we're going to find it. We're going to have a peace in our lives that's beyond understanding. I know we'd love to have total peace in our life, but if I didn't have a few rocks in the road, I wouldn't know how to have it. It would be really hard for me to understand because I would look at the rocks rather than the peace. So enjoy the week and have a good family gathering this week. And God bless you all. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the days going forward. Bless the holiday for everybody in this room. Have it be a celebration for you, of you, not of us. And we give you all the praise. Amen.